Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone, to the Life Coaching for Men podcast. This is episode number 112, and it's exciting to be back with you this week. Again, want to just say a quick thank you to those of you who have reviewed and liked the podcast. More importantly, thank you to those who continue to pass it along to others who find this information valuable. So I really appreciate that. I've got kind of a quick one for you today, but the concept, I think, is fascinating. I heard this word this past week. Actually, I guess these two words, but it really hit me in the material that I like to teach, the material that I love to dive into, the material that I have brought to you through these 112 episodes. And it's a concept of recycled thoughts. Recycled thoughts. And if you think about, right, recycling and what's gone on in the world, you know, for the past several years about us wanting to recycle and wanting to save the planet and so on and so forth, recycling is a good thing, right? You recycle bottles, you recycle, you know, garbage, you use, my daughter's, you know, going to college this year, literally bought her a backpack of recycled plastic bottles, right? So recycling is typically a good thing, and it's seen as a good thing. But this thought about, or this concept of recycled thoughts just kind of stopped me in my tracks, because I thought that's exactly what we do, right? Over and over and over again with thoughts we don't want to keep thinking. We recycle them. It's part of that past programming. That thought had come up years ago, or maybe that incident had happened years ago, and then that thought comes, and what happens? We recycle it. We bring it back up. We bring it back around, and we continue to think on it. We continue to dwell on it. It continues to be part of our ethos, part of our process, part of our daily life, and we can't seem to shake it for whatever reason. And the good news is, over the past several years, there's a concept, or it's really a discovery, a finding about the brain, right? That's called neuroplasticity. Now, that's kind of a big word. It's a big word for me, big word for us. But basically, neuroplasticity, or brain plasticity, is the ability of the brain to modify its connections, or, hear this, rewrite itself, right? The ability of the brain to modify its connections or rewrite itself. Without this ability, the human brain would be unable to develop from infancy through adulthood or recover even from a brain injury. But think about this. To know that it can rewire itself, isn't that just huge for some of us? I mean, isn't that really just huge? It is something that once you really grasp, you begin to understand that, hey, I am not just wired in this way. I'm not just, my personality is not just this, right? My personality might be one thing. I might be kind of another thing. But then my brain, I have the ability to change the way I want to think, the way I want to think about me, the way I want to think about others, the way I want to think about life, the way I want to think about relationships. And as you think about this recycled thought concept, it's like, no, wait a minute. I don't want to continue this pattern of bringing these negative thoughts, or these thoughts that don't serve me well, back up. I don't want to do that, right? And so we've talked about, and in the upcoming weeks, I'm going to give you another little way to kind of go through and recognize your thoughts and then begin to replace them. But one of the things I've noticed in my research or learned in my research here is, what are some things that you can do from an exercise standpoint, not like a physical one, but for a mental one, because most of us don't exercise our brain in the way that we want to do, that will help you reduce some of those thoughts that, you know, seem to go over and over again. And also, right, help you with your kind of this idea of neuroplasticity and how you can begin to really help, you know, change your brain, change your thoughts, change your habits. Now, I've given you a lot of things over the last few years with, you know, how to begin to train your brain, how to rewire your brain. But here are a few ways that, you know, I want you just to think about for this upcoming week, right? And some things that maybe you can do, just some things that will help your brain to begin to think in a different way. One of them is to make some music. Now, if you're not musically inclined and you don't play an instrument, that's okay. Listen to music. Listen to some different types of music, right? If you're into country or you're into rock or you're into whatever, go and listen to some classical music. Just concentrate and focus on the actual music. Music theory appears to help slow down your brain. It appears to help slow down cognitive decline, which is important for all of us. And it appears to be able to begin to, you got it, rewire your brain. Why? Greater focus, greater attention, better memory. It helps your mood. Okay? So try that this week. Try to get out and do something different. You don't have to actually go to on a trip, but try to do something different. Go to a park that you haven't been to. Go to a museum that you've never been to. Last week, my wife and I were in a little town here north of where we live, and we discovered that the town has its own kind of little art exhibit. And so we went in and just kind of checked out the art. Be honest with you, it probably wasn't my cup of tea as far as the art goes. But as we walked in there, so calm, so serene, just seeing what other people are doing, right? Visually seeing the colors, noticing the different, you know, types of art, like the way they put it on the canvas. All of that stuff just gets your mind and your brain thinking in a different way. Starts to give you other ways to think about the world, other ways to think about, you know, where you are. It gives you a place to be present. Again, just something else you can do. Go for a long walk. Go to a different neighborhood. You know, maybe I'll do the same pattern every day. Go to a different neighborhood. You know, go for a hike. Get out in the woods. Just do something else that will help you just kind of retrain your brain. Now, here's one. This is also one that's a little challenging for me, but I think it's good for some of us. And that is to make some art or get a coloring book and just do some coloring, right? I'm not the best colorer in the world, but coloring can be very, very, very soothing. It also takes your mind off of what's going on just during the day, takes your mind off of what's going on during the week. It gives you a sense of accomplishment, right? When you're done, I was talking to a friend of mine this week, and he was talking about painting his kitchen. And one of the things he said is, you know, it gives you immediate satisfaction once you're done because you see the finished product. And he's so right. And if you can get in that mode where it relaxes you a little bit instead of getting frustrated with it, like I tend to do at times, and I have to really work on that, it does give you that sense of accomplishment. And you can just kind of go away, be in the present, take your time, paint, make a little art, do some coloring. And then the last thing, as I've told you before, is get out and do a little real exercise, right? Whether you need to lift some weights, whether you want to actually go on a run, whether you want to, you know, do something different. A couple of weeks ago, I did something I haven't done in years, and that was my daughter was in town, and we went and did a cycling class. And with the cycling class, it was, you know, something that was sort of difficult for me because I'm not a great cyclist and I'm not probably in that kind of shape. But it was really neat there. You know, the studio was cool. The instructor was great. Did it with my family. Something different, right? Something just to give your mind a different idea in terms of how it can change how you can look at the world. So that's some quick things this week. But keep that in mind about the recycled thoughts. Because anything and anytime you can catch yourself doing that, catch yourself going over and over again, and then go do something different. Put on that music. Go do your exercise. Go draw a little bit. You know, some of you are great artists. Some of you just haven't drawn in a long time. Go get back into that, right? Go play the guitar. Go play the piano. Pick up that instrument that you haven't done in a long, long time. And begin to be in the present. Because that's what so much of this stuff is, right? If you can get to the present, then you're not reeling and dealing with things in the past. You are staying present. So that's what I've got for you this week, folks. If you need me, reach out, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, drdarrenwilson.com. Thanks again for listening, and can't wait to see you back here next week. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.